to the Middle East now, where Palestinian officials say that two young men have been killed during an overnight Israeli army raid near Jenin in the occupied West Bank. It came hours after Israel carried out airstrikes on Gaza, targeting militant commanders. 15 people were killed, including 10 civilians. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu warned Palestinian militants that any retaliation would be met with a crushing response. Now, for an insight into Israel's current security strategy, let's speak with Lahav Harkov, who is the senior contributing editor at the Jerusalem Post. Welcome to the program, and thank you for taking the time. First and foremost, can you tell us about these operations and why they are happening now? Is the timing significant in any shape or form?
Yeah, you know, it's significant because of details that you left out in your introduction. For example, the two Palestinian men shot in Jenin overnight were shooting at IDF soldiers, and the IDF soldiers shot them back. And the operation in Gaza came after Palestinian Islamic Jihad shot 102 rockets towards Israeli civilian centers. Then Israel took a week or so to prepare its operations and use its intelligence, and then, yes, retaliated, but retaliated in a way that is commensurate with international law, because they shot at civilians and Israel shot at the terrorists who were leading this organization and this operation to shoot at civilians.
So if this if the operation was to target the Islamic Jihad because of what they had been doing to Israel grounds, is this then, we have 10 civilians dead, does this show us where the thought process of Mr. Netanyahu and the coalition government and the leadership is at the moment, that no
yes, buzz? It shows the thought process, because that's actually, you know, every life lost is tragic, every civilian life lost is tragic, but that is for a terrorist group that does not have its own separate military bases and hides out among civilians, that is not such a high number. And when you look at photographs of the operation, you see that like a specific apartment in an entire building is what was blown up. It's not that they were taking down the whole building, hundreds of people, to get one person. It was a pinpoint operation.
Can we expect any escalation? Because at the moment, the Israeli statement hasn't mentioned Hamas, which controls Gaza. If they do decide to join in, will that be a sign of further escalation into this situation at the moment? Because it's been ongoing for days.
So I'm glad you mentioned that. And I think that the not mentioning Hamas in any of its statements is a clear sign that Israel is trying to keep this operation limited, a pinpoint operation to stop the leaders of Islamic Jihad who shot those rockets into Israel last week. And also, I've reported on diplomatic cables sent out to Israeli embassies around the world that is the message that Israeli diplomats are telling foreign governments, that we want to keep this as limited and as narrow as possible. That being said, I know overnight spokespeople for Hamas said that there's going to be a unified response from Gaza. So presumably Hamas is joining in with Islamic Jihad and they plan to attack Israel together, in which case Israel will not hesitate to attack Hamas, so, as far as what the leadership is saying.